Romans chapter 10. Do you feel rejected? Many people live their lives with a deep sense of rejection. In this chapter, Paul declares that God did not reject Israel. Instead, it was Israel that rejected God by trying to establish its own righteousness and not submitting to God. Without making a difference between Jews and Gentiles, Paul presents its simple message of the gospel. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The simple message of the gospel is a result of a complex process. God calls and sends those who proclaim the good news. The person sent preaches the gospel. A person hears the word of faith, and the person believes it in his heart and confesses it with his mouth. The process now fades in the background, and the word of faith is now on the lips of a newborn Christian. Nothing else is needed, but no less should be done either. Like Peter, when he was sinking into the storm, called on the Savior. As an Israelite mortally poisoned by the serpent who looked at him and was healthy. As the thief on the cross next to Jesus, whose only words to Jesus were, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." Nothing more, nothing less. No matter who rejected you, and no matter how many times you have been rejected, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. For whoever will call in the name of the Lord will be saved. One way to confess it is to share it with us. I would love to receive a note from you simply telling me that you have done this. You can comment in the space below. I promise to answer you.